Now, let us talk about how to turn that into marks. The current Strategic Business Leader exam is 3 hours and 15 minutes. There are three compulsory tasks. There are 80 technical marks and 20 professional skills marks. The five professional skills are analysis, commercial acumen, communication, evaluation, and scepticism. Each is worth 4 marks. But do not think of the professional marks as a separate little section of the exam. They come out of the quality of the same answer. A technically correct list of generic points may pick up some technical marks, but it can still be a weak strategic business leader answer if it is not applied, developed, or professionally expressed. The examiner reports come back to development again and again. So here is a simple structure for a developed point. Point, evidence, so what? And if the requirement asks for it, judgment or action. Let us use Net Promoter Score as an example. A weak point is Hasper World's Net Promoter Score fell from about 58 to about 56. That mostly repeats information. A stronger point is Hasper World's Net Promoter Score has moved from roughly matching the industry to sitting around 4 points below it. That suggests Hasper World has not kept pace with the improvement in customer advocacy across the market, which is concerning when its visitor market share has also been falling. Now the number has meaning. You gave the fact. You compared it. You explained the significance. That is development. Here is another example. Weak. Nearly 300 seasonal staff are employed. Stronger. Hasper World relies on nearly 300 seasonal staff during its busiest period. So any proposal that significantly increases operating activity during those months may also increase recruitment, training, and supervision demands. The impact would need to be assessed before the proposal is accepted. Again, fact, consequence, relevance. There is another test from the examiner reports that I think is brilliant. Ask yourself, am I adding anything the recipient does not already know? If you are writing to the managing director and you simply repeat a figure from a spreadsheet the managing director already has, you have added very little. Your job is to tell the recipient what the figure means. Why does it matter? How significant is it? What is it being compared with? What might happen next? What should be investigated? What should be done if the requirement asks you to recommend? That is how you add value. And please do not copy and paste chunks of an exhibit into your answer. The examiner reports are consistent on this. Repeating information is not analysis. Use the evidence, then do something with it. Next, the verb. The verb controls your answer. If the task says explain, explain. If it says analyze, analyze relationships, causes, implications, and significance. If it says evaluate, you need judgment. Look at the evidence for and against. Consider importance. Consider limitations. Reach a balanced conclusion. If it says recommend, make a decision. Not, there are advantages and disadvantages. Not, management should consider the options. Say what you recommend, then justify it using the analysis you have already done. A recommendation should feel like the final step of the answer, not a surprise sentence containing new arguments that appeared from nowhere. And always remember who you are writing to. Strategic Business Leader is a workplace style exam. If you are writing to the board, write like somebody advising a board. If the requirement asks for an email, give it an email shape. If it asks for briefing notes, use briefing notes. If it asks for slides with supporting notes, the notes still need to contain developed explanations. The word notes does not mean fragments. Format is part of professionalism.